From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Top Japanese government officials are working to determine the authenticity of a video posted online, allegedly by militants of the so-called Islamic State. The video shows what appears to be an image of one of the Japanese hostages holding a photograph. That photo appears to be of the other Japanese hostage, beheaded. It's accompanied by audio, supposedly the voice of Kenji Goto, saying the militants have changed their demands for his release.
They no longer want money. So you don't need to worry about funding terrorists. They are just demanding the release of their imprisoned sister, Sajida al-Reshawi.
That fighter is imprisoned in Jordan. Tens of thousands of protesters in Yemen are marching through the streets of the capital and other cities. They're protesting Shiite Houthi rebels who are tightening their control of Sana'a after the president and his cabinet resigned this week. Russian-backed militias in eastern Ukraine say they're carrying out an assault on a key port city. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, Ukrainian officials say at least 21 people have been killed by militia rocket fire.
Russian media are quoting militia leader Alexander Zaharchenko as saying the attack on the port city of Mariupol has begun. Mariupol's mayor says the militants carried out several rocket attacks on the city, firing indiscriminately at residential areas. He says homes, a market, and a kindergarten have been hit. Russian President Vladimir Putin denies that his country has supplied weapons or fighters to the militants. NATO says the militants could never have obtained so many sophisticated, heavy weapons without getting them from Russia. The UN says more than 5,000 people have been killed in the fighting since April. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Lawyers for three Oklahoma death row inmates are seeking to put off their executions while the Supreme Court considers whether the state's lethal drug combination amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the High Court agreed last night to hear arguments in the case.
In 2008, the Supreme Court upheld a three-drug protocol used by most states in imposing the death penalty. But since then, the key sedative used in that drug cocktail is no longer available because drug manufacturers and pharmacists have refused to provide it for purposes of carrying out the death penalty. The result is that states have tried other drugs, sometimes resulting in botched executions. Death penalty opponents contend that the cocktail used in Oklahoma, quote, is not capable of producing a humane execution, even if it's administered properly. Now the Supreme Court will decide. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Alabama's attorney general is asking a federal judge to put on hold a ruling that overturned the state's gay marriage ban until the U.S. Supreme Court takes up the issue this term. Yesterday, the judge ruled in favor of two women who sued over Alabama's refusal to recognize their marriage, which was performed in California in 2008. Ernie Banks, one of baseball's most beloved players, died last night. He was 83. Banks played his entire 19-year career with the Chicago Cubs. And as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, he became known as Mr. Cub.
In 1953, Ernie Banks became the first African-American player for the Cubs. What followed was 19 Hall of Fame seasons, marked by powerful hitting, deft fielding, and endless joy. When asked about Banks' legendary happy outlook, his longtime teammate, outfielder Billy Williams, was quoted as saying, "Ernie was that way every day. He's the most positive guy I ever met. He loved playing the game." So much so that Banks' signature line was, "Let's play two." His prime years were the late 1950s, when Banks displayed rare power for a shortstop. From 1955 to 1960, Banks hit at least 40 home runs in five of those 6 years. He was named National League Most Valuable Player in 1958 and 59. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Salvage teams managed to lift the fuselage of Air Asia Flight 8501 from the floor of the Java Sea, but only briefly. Ropes snapped and it fell back to the sea floor. They say they'll try again tomorrow. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.